There is some welcome news today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average moved above 13,000 for the first time since May of 2008. The stock market got the push from strong corporate earnings reports, but it was also reacting to the European bailout deal for Greece that came early this morning. That deal provides Greece with more than $170 billion in loans to avert default. In return, Greece had to commit to making more unpopular budget cuts, and it also had to agree to allow EU inspectors to monitor Greek finances. We have reached Elena Panaritis in Athens. She is a member of the Greek Parliament, and I know also, Elena, you are a former World Bank economist. You have been informally advising the current prime minister. Safe to say that you're happy with this deal?
I'm content. I think that's the best way to present the feelings I have right now. We kind of saved ourselves from default, which would be a disaster, not just for Greece, but pretty much for the rest of the European Union zone. We just still need to remind ourselves that we're still in the thick waters and we have a lot of work to do to get out of it.
And maybe you can talk about some of the work ahead, which will be informed, I'm guessing, and tell me if this is the case, by the reaction of people like your constituents. Because, well, it seems as though there are people who are content, like you, in the Greek government. There are average Greek citizens who are worried about what this is going to mean for them.
We've had about, on average, 11 reductions of basic pensions, 11 reductions of the same pensioners. So now a pensioner, it's very common to find one who has to, his trade-off is he going to purchase medicine or is he going to be paying the rent? Wages have been reduced, public sector wages have been reduced close to 48%.
Does it feel, especially provisions like allowing EU inspectors to monitor Greek finances, does this feel partially like punishment to you and your government?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is a lot of punitive structure there. We notice that every single day through media criticism that exists, the way, you know, ministers from non-crisis-hidden countries are reacting to us. There is an element of punitiveness. It feels degrading to be in Greek politics and try to make the best out of this situation. This government has been in power just the last 2 years when the whole crisis blew up. And in a way, we also feel that it was an unfair calling of us to deal with something that was accumulating for 30, 35, 40 years, and then on top of it have to deal with a lot of criticism. But you know what? That's the way it is. That's the name of the game. Sometimes, you know, the rules are not always very fair, but there is no gain with no pain, so we have to just keep at it.
Do you feel, though, in summary, that this is a fair price to pay for, as you say, fiscal irresponsibility of 30 or 40 years?
Well, is there an alternative right now?
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. You have a lot on your plate. Elena Panaritis, member of the Greek Parliament, thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
You can read the World's Europe correspondent Jerry Hatton's thoughts on the hard road ahead for Greeks. He's got a new blog post at theworld.org.